My Life Today, September 6, Meek Men and Women. Examples of Sanctified Lives. He will beautify the meek with salvation. The most precious fruit of sanctification is the grace of meekness. When this grace presides in the soul, the disposition is molded by its influence. There is a continual waiting upon God and a submission of the will to His. The understanding grasps every divine truth, and the will bows to every divine precept, without doubting or murmuring. True meekness softens and subdues the heart and gives the mind a fitness for the engrafted word. It brings the thoughts into obedience to Jesus Christ. It opens the heart to the Word of God, as Lydia's was opened. It places us with Mary as learners at the feet of Jesus. The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. The language of the meek is never that of boasting. Like the child Samuel, they pray, "Speak, Lord, for Thy servant heareth." When Joshua was placed in the highest position of honor, as commander of Israel, he bade defiance to all the enemies of God. His heart was filled with noble thoughts of his great mission. Yet upon the intimation of a message from heaven, he placed himself in the position of a little child to be directed. "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" was his response. Meekness in the school of Christ is one of the marked fruits of the Spirit. It is a grace wrought by the Holy Spirit as a sanctifier, and enables its possessor at all times to control a rash and impetuous temper. Meekness is the inward adorning, which God estimates as of great price. He who garnished the heavens with the orbs of light has by the same Spirit promised that He will beautify the meek with salvation. Angels of heaven will register as best adorned those who put on the Lord Jesus Christ and walk with Him in meekness and lowliness of mind.